Investors didn't like what they saw in the unemployment report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 85 points today to close at 10,006. The NASDAQ Composite fell nearly 2% and is down more than 17% on the year. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, an uncertain outlook for corporate profits and fallout from recent accounting scandals are making investors nervous about buying stocks.
If spring is a time of hope and renewal, stock market investors haven't heard the news yet. April turned out to be a notably bad month for stock prices, with the market seeing some of its worst days since last September's terrorist attacks. The downturn is, on the face of it, puzzling, because the picture for corporate profits is improving, says Jim Glassman, senior economist at J.P. Morgan Chase.
It's unbelievable. There's a disconnect between what Wall Street is saying and what economists are seeing. There already is evidence that corporate profits turned the corner last winter.
Glassman notes that profits for the top 500 U.S. corporations fell 12% during the first 3 months of this year compared to the year before. But he says the rate of decline is slowing. Moreover, the Commerce Department has released data suggesting that profits for U.S. companies as a whole are growing again. Glassman says all this is evidence the recent recession is over. But Michael Holland, chairman of his own investment firm, says a lot of investors aren't yet buying that.
Investors have been wounded by a two-year bear market and a punk economic cycle, and therefore they are quite skeptical about anything that has the least bit of negative news attached to it.
This skittishness among investors can be traced to several factors. Jim Glassman says that while companies as a whole are doing better, the once high-flying technology and telecommunications sectors are still in big trouble.
I think part of the problem is that as the broad economy picks up, profits generally are reviving, but it's those who've been in the public eye and who everybody has been in love with that are struggling still.
AOL Time Warner, for example, has fallen more than 60% since it was formed in a merger in January 2001. WorldCom has gone from a peak of $60 a share to under $2. There's also the impact of the recent accounting scandals. It started with Enron and Arthur Andersen, but it's gone on to include Global Crossing and Tyco, among others. Even General Electric, which was once praised as the best-managed company in the world, saw its stock price fall after questions were raised about its use of off-the-books partnerships. All this has eroded investor confidence in the market. And there is another problem. Chuck Hill is research director of First Call, which tracks corporate earnings. He says that while many companies performed better than expected during the first quarter of the year, these companies have been a lot more pessimistic about what's coming in the months ahead.
Market tends to look ahead about 6 months or so. And what it's saying is a great deal of uncertainty about what kind of earnings growth we're going to see in the third and fourth quarter.
For now, a lot of investors seem ready to take their cues from the pessimists. The downturn in stocks is now in its third year, and the buoyant optimism that once characterized the market is long gone. If the recession is over, as many economists think, investors aren't yet ready to believe it. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.